Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see how many come here. Here's Allen up in the pocket. Atlanta trying to shadow him. He'll move to his left. He's going to throw. He got intercepted. And that ball is down on the play. And that's D'Angelo Malone after Zach Harrison deflected it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan is 6:41. 24-14. That's the score we care about today with the Falcons' victory Tuesday over the Bills. They're now 3-2 with three victories over teams that were in the playoffs last season. The Bills, Commanders, Vikings.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to go back and look. I think it bears mentioning as well that, you know, we were coming into this game talking about the defense and talking about them being, you know, the number one defense in the NFL in a couple of categories. And it was like, well, you've played this team, you've played this team. Guys, we're five games in, and we've played the number one and number two quarterbacks in terms of odds to win the MVP. That's where we're at right now. So you can talk about the people that we have played or missing Jayden Daniels or whatever it is. That's the product you're seeing on the field defensively, and we've held both those guys in check.
I think that we need to stop with the backup stuff in general. They didn't have so-and-so. They didn't have so-and-so. I mean, the NFL is pretty close. Now, look, quarterback is one position you can see a gap. But we played with our third and fourth string tackles last night for over half the game. And, you know, we're playing, we're missing guys too. They're missing guys. Save me the backup quarterback stuff if guys like Justin Jefferson aren't playing, right? So, yeah. You know, guys like Tedrick McMillan aren't playing. Guys like Deebo Samuel aren't playing. If those guys aren't playing, okay, you can talk about it. But not to allow a 200-yard passer in this era of the NFL through the first five games, not to allow a team over 300 yards total offense in the first five games in an offensive era of the NFL is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
To take the reigning MVP, who has been, no matter what, gets his, and to say, no, you got 14 points, under 100, two interceptions. Yeah, that's a performance.
Yeah, and not only that, and let me just mention this, and then we're going to college football. Guys, you pressured him. This was their starting five offensive line. No injuries. Like, this is their group, and this was the group. They had nicknames for these guys all over the broadcast last night. This is their starting five. Day one starting five. This is them at 100%, and you got this pressure in their face.
Well, let us enjoy the win today. We don't need to poke holes or say backups were in, anything like that. And now we're going to shift gears a little bit and go into college football. Guys, there was so much fallout from this weekend of college football. I want to go back to a few games we were talking about yesterday, like Georgia winning over Auburn 20-10. We really just covered the nuts and bolts yesterday. Do you think the refs cost Auburn the game?
I think the refs were bad. And I actually think Drew Butler did a good job with Mark Zeno yesterday talking about, I think the refs were awful all the way around. I think there was a lot of things that went both ways. Again, we talked about the goal line play. I didn't see it break the plane. I just didn't. I think it was a good call on the field. But this thing, timeout.
Right.
Clap. Like, come on, man. Like, it was crazy to me that afterwards that Kirby doubled down on that. It was yeah, you can watch my lips. I'm like, what?
I don't have a problem with Kirby doing whatever it takes to win the game, but don't tell me what I'm seeing is not what I'm seeing, and also don't defend it, fan base. The other thing is find me the Auburn guy on film that's clapping.
He's out there.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, the safety's clapping. It was very quick. It was like three claps. it was what set the chain of chain of events in motion. But it was like this. And then it was Kirby streaking down the sideline calling timeout.
Yeah.
The fact that they were able to allow him, and Kirby said he didn't have to, we were going to get the playoff anyways.
Uh-huh.
It ain't like it wasn't close, big dog.
No.
Like that. The complaint clock was at one when you called timeout, and you did call timeout.
Let's be honest, Mike. There's a reason why I stood on the trainer's table at the end of the game and shouted at the Georgia fans, we stole one, because they did. But kudos to Kirby, because that's what he does. That's why every time you're like, yeah. What do you think? Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, Auburn. I'm like, which one's Kirby on the sideline for? I'll take that team.
Let me ask you this question, though. Has he burned up this chance? Like, is he ever going to be able to get away with it again where he's like, I didn't call a timeout?
Well,
no way. Like, I feel like that chance is gone.
Depends on if he gets another incompetent crew, and there's a couple of them out there. So, yeah, there's a chance.
Possibly.
There's always a chance, right? Mm. James Franklin, as you know, was fired from Penn State after that loss to Northwestern. Is he going to be better off with Penn State? What does his future look like?
Well, he's got $49 million in the bank, but he has one caveat. He has to try to look for a job, whether in broadcasting or coaching. Look, I'm not going to tell you I don't get it, but you just fired a guy that won 10 games every freaking year. And there's not a lot of guys. Those guys don't grow on trees in college football right now. Trust me. I know.
Yeah. So you think it was wrong for him to fire him? I don't mind. I didn't mind the firing.
I would have done it differently. I would have let this. I think he was there for quite a long time. He did a lot for your program. It was very un-Penn State-like. I mean, this guy, they were going to let Joe Paterno coach from in the ICU if he had been in there. I mean, he was like 87, almost 87 out there coaching. It did seem a little different from them, but I can't say it was wrong. I just don't think I would have done it in season. It's not really a Penn State type move.
Have you seen the report out there? And I think this was from, I'm trying to get the newspaper right, that there's a report out there that Adidas is the one that pulled the string on this.
Yeah, that's a message board thing. I don't believe it.
No, there's an actual newspaper that put it out. I have to find it. It was like the Pittsburgh Gazette or something like that.
Yeah,
that put that out.
I don't believe that. I have find a hard
you the conspiracy theorist. You don't believe in this thing.
I find a hard time believing that you're going to tell me just because some of the money you're throwing into the program where I could get from Nike, I could have stayed with Nike, whoever, that you're going to tell me how to run my program. I don't know, man. You just don't fire coaches in college football these days.
I don't think that they told him to fire him. I'm just saying that I think that they paid part of the buyout money. They were like, hey, if you want to, here's a little extra coin. I don't find that hard to believe at all.
I would say that it's more likely because of the extra money coming in that they had it to use than that.
I'm disappointed in you, man. I thought for sure he'd go for this.
Yeah.
But what a weird precedent that would set, too, though.
It would be an awful precedent, and that's why everybody's denying it.
That's why I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I just don't. Look.
This was the government, you'd believe it. I can't believe you.
If it was a... Maybe, yeah. Well, I mean, they've done things. So has Penn State.
I was going to say.
But here's my deal. And to that point, that's why I don't think it's true. Penn State, who does what they want and is covered stuff up at times and doesn't necessarily want someone to tell them how to run things, is suddenly going to give up control.
You just said they've covered things up.
Yeah, but there's one thing. You're selling your soul to someone to allow them to have control over you at that point. And they've always been able to control their own narrative. That's why they've been able to cover stuff up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, one last quick question for you guys, and I might make some people mad with this one, but we've been seeing some wild games with Georgia and Alabama this season. Is it possible that Ole Miss and Texas A&M are more likely to make it to Atlanta?
I think it's a conversation we had. Well, obviously, we got to see what plays out with Georgia this weekend, but Ole Miss, that's a game they won last year. And, of course, it's going to be different playing that game in Athens, but I will say this, I don't think we give Texas A&M the credit they deserve for being the team they are. That win over Notre Dame, I'm going to make sure I've got this right. That might be the best non-conference win that the SEC has, period. Right? Is that crazy for me to say? I'm trying to think back through all the non-conference games that the SEC has had. I think that's probably the best non-conference victory that the SEC has, and that's a big one for Texas A&M.
It's not crazy to say, because who's Notre Dame's two losses to?
Miami and Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Pretty good teams.
Yeah, and they haven't lost since. And A&M... Look, A&M's got a little bit. They have LSU at Baton Rouge, and then they have Texas in Austin. That's it. I mean, I'm not discounting Missouri in Como, as you call it.
Yeah.
And or having the home game against South Carolina, but they look, they're as good up front now. They're pretty good. Florida manhandled Texas a week ago. And they go to A&M, and they manhandled Florida's offensive line up front.
Yeah.
Especially, Cassius Holloway, yeah. I believe is his name.
It's a good unit, man. It's a good unit. They play hard. So, I don't know about Ole Miss. We'll find out this weekend, but I definitely don't think A&M's getting the credit they deserve. And they don't play Alabama or Georgia, I believe. So, that's going to be crazy to see how that kind of all pans out.
And game day will be there in Athens this weekend.
There you go. Yeah. That's a big Ole Miss game. That's a big one.
And Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I have a mission for our Falcons fans. Because looking at the crowd last night, you guys were there, so you know a little bit better than me. But it seemed like we were pretty rowdy.
Yes, they were.
Kind of a split, but we were pretty rowdy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I found this list. We're going to do this like Family Feud.
Okay.
I found this list of the top rowdiest fan bases. So the top five. Try to guess who they are.
Rowdiest. Well, the Bills are going to be involved in that.
They are number two.
Yeah, Raiders.
They're number two. The Bills are number two.
Bills are number two. Raiders are number four.
Okay.
Rowdiest fan base.
Philadelphia, number one, probably.
Philadelphia is number one.
Okay.
Thanks to Dylan and his big champs.
Big champs.
I was going to say, I'm not an Eagles fan, obviously, but I knew the Eagles were probably.
How about let's throw in Cleveland?
Nope. Not Cleveland.
Okay.
I don't know if they're rowdy, but I know San Francisco's had some run-ins at times with people. I don't know if they're going to make the list, but there's been violence at San Francisco games.
Yeah,
before.
What about?
I got one. How about are the Chiefs on there?
They're not.
Wow. All right. Steelers.
Steelers are
Let's
number
go.
Five.
Let's go. Let's
you got
go.
One more.
I find it odd that the Steelers on there and the Browns aren't. I'm not discrediting it.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. Which number are we
number
missing?
Number three.
Number three is the one we're missing.
Seahawks?
Mm-mm. It's got to be an NFC Norris team, like a Vikings.
It's not
or,
Bengals,
it's a
though.
Very small market.
Green Bay?
Green Bay.
Good pull.
They are number three.
Are they rowdy, though?
They're rowdy, but they're night and day from how they treat people than Philadelphia.
They're like rowdy, but like in a Fargo way.
But well, I think it's like
Midwestern way.
They're very recognizable with the cheese heads.
Yeah,
and
that's
for
true.
Being such a small market, they are everywhere.
Yeah.
But when I was looking over this list, like my mind, I was thinking, why are we nowhere on this? Like we weren't even in the top 10.
Yeah, well, no, I'm never going to get because those stadiums, those teams you just talked about, there's no such thing as a 60-40 split on the Monday Night Football game in their stadium.
Yeah, not only that, those teams have been around for centuries.
Yeah,
you know, I have so many more questions about this list. Like, how are the Bears not on there? Like, that would have been one that I would have gone with.
I think the Chiefs not being on there is odd because My welcome to the NFL on the road was 2012. And we pulled in, and, like, it's a huge tailgate. You're getting flicked off. Those people where – remember that Miami playoff game a few years ago where they came to Kansas City and it was, like, negative 20 degrees and the Chiefs fans were wearing – didn't have shirts on, and some people left there with, like –
yeah, some people lost a finger,
right? Yeah, there were people like that – they went to the hospital.
Frostbite.
Oh, goodness. If you want to go through the top 10 real quick, we can.
Yeah, please sure. do.
10 is New England. 9 is the Chiefs.
Okay.
Then at 8 you have Ravens. 7 is the Seahawks.
They are pretty rowdy.
That's
a
fair.
Good place.
And then
play.
6, you guys haven't even mentioned this one, the Cowboys.
They're not rowdy. They're just bandwagon. They're everywhere.
I think
they're
it's the passionate. Strength in numbers.
I think that a better word for this list is passionate. You know, like, I don't think rowdy. Like, when I think rowdy, I don't think of Green Bay. I think they're passionate.
I don't even think the Cowboys fans are passionate, because when the Cowboys lose,
they're passionate.
Then they lose, they just put on their Lakers jersey or their Yankees jersey.
Yeah, I don't know. They're pretty passionate.
But you don't think we could ever make a list like this?
I think you have to. I
hope one day.
I think you have to win a Super Bowl in this town for that list.
You have to. Yeah,
because we have to.
That's a good point. You have to create generational fandom.
Because we had. I think everyone can look back on the Thomas Dimitroff, Dan Quinn, Mike Smith, and Matt Ryan era.
Yeah.
However you want. But in the reality, it is the golden era of Atlanta Falcons football.
Yeah.
It's the only era that we've had sustained success, back to back winning seasons, that kind of stuff. And, you know, you went to a Super Bowl, lost it, and then we're in the divisional round of the playoffs the next year. We need more of that. I think you could get there, because look what the Braves have as a fan base and a passion, but the Falcons and the Hawks haven't been able to put it together to create that sustained winning success, to create that passion and rowdiness.
Well, I want to see us on this list.
So do I.
So do I.
Right. Well,
let's lead the charge, Allie.
Let's
starts
do it.
Today.
All right, coming up, we are going to talk about last night's win, Falcons win. Bijan had a huge night, and our phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.